We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
This was the message that God had for Judah. He said, listen, act by faith. But not only act by faith, God blesses our obedience. Look what the Bible says in Isaiah 56, verse 2. It says, blessed is the man that doeth this.
It's always such a wonderful blessing to be able to study the Word of God. Pastor Burns, I heard that you're going to begin a brand new message this morning. We're so excited. I know for me personally, God always has something for me both to learn and to help me to grow. And that's why it's so important that we study and read His Word. Pastor Burns, you have our full attention. Let's learn this morning's timeless truth.
Isaiah 56. We'll begin our reading in verse number 1. If you're a first-time visitor here at Kitchener Baptist Church, we're honored that you are a part of our service. If we can help you in any way, please let us know. There is a Bible. You should find a Bible in front of you. If you did not bring your Bible, we want you to follow along with the message this morning to know that this is what God has to say as we look to His Word in these days. Isaiah 56 in verse number 1. Will be our reading. We'll read the Word of God, we'll make our prayer, and then we'll jump into our message. The Bible says, thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice. For my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for your word, and I pray that you would help us as we look at these Bible truths this morning. I pray you would give us understanding and help us to make good decisions. I pray you would bind Satan and his demons. I pray your word would fall on good ground. And I pray that you'd be glorified and your word would be glorified in us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. What an incredible journey that we have been on so far as we've been studying through the book of Isaiah. We're really learning the work of God's hand in our life each and every day. And God is promoting a message of trust. He wants his people to look to him. He wants his people to trust in him. And we see this in the life of Ahaz. We see this in the life of Hezekiah. God is at work in their life to build this trust that God can be trusted and that we could walk forward in his name. The message of the Bible is simply don't trust the world. The message of the Bible is don't even trust yourself. Lean not on your own understanding. But in all of your ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your paths. Now, sometimes on life's highway, we come to some very hard places. We have to learn some tough lessons. And yet God wants to get our attention. And this is really the message I want us to understand, is that God is trying to get our attention today. I heard the story of a married couple. They had been married for many years, and the wife's husband had turned into a couch potato. He didn't do much of anything in his life. The reality is he was completely inattentive to his wife and her needs. And he would just sit down on the couch and watch a football game or a hockey game. He's not going to watch the Leafs anymore, so that's over. But he just didn't do anything. He played video games and didn't pay any attention to his wife. And the wife was dismayed, because no matter what she did to try to get her husband's attention, nothing worked. Everything failed. And so this went on months and months, and you know that she was going crazy. She had to do something. And so one day she was at a pet store, and the wife saw this big, ugly, snorting bird. This was the ugliest bird you've ever seen. This bird had hairy forearms, bulgy eyes, dribble was running from the side of its mouth. And the shopkeeper was noticing that this woman was fascinated by this ugly bird. And he said, listen, this bird has been imported. This is a Goonie bird. And this has one particular trait that's fascinating. And he said, to demonstrate, he says, let me show you. He said, Goonie bird the table. And all of a sudden that bird, it flew off its perch with a single-minded fury of attack. And it smashed that table in 100 pieces and then went and landed on its perch. The woman was fascinated. Wow. Shopkeeper said, let me show you again. And he said, Goonie bird the shelf. And that bird got off that perch and went over to that shelf and just destroyed it. And went back and sat on its perch. Woman said, wow, I'll take it. that will get my husband's attention. If that doesn't get my husband's attention, then nothing will. And so she took that ugly bird home. As she walked into the door, the husband was playing video games and again, didn't really spend much time paying attention to her, but he noticed through the corner of his eye, that ugly bird. And he said to his wife, he said, what in the world is that? I hope you didn't pay any money for that. If you paid money for that bird, you got ripped off. And the wife said, no, this is a Goonie bird. And he said, Goonie bird, my arm. Not good. Let's just say that got his attention, okay? That got his attention. God is looking for our attention today. And God wants us to look to him. Now, in Isaiah chapter 56, it's a passage of scripture of principle. The Bible speaks of those who come to the water and drink, and they are promised eternal life. And eternal life is a wonderful blessing, of course, to know that we're a child of God and that we have a home in heaven. But the Christian life is a principled life. There are sharp turns in the Christian life. There's some bumpy roads. There's choices that we make each and every day. And of course, the Bible doesn't give us direct commands for every possible situation that we face. But the Bible does give us principles to help us and to guide us on life's highway. And these principles are important. And as we look at this passage of scripture in Isaiah 56, God's people were discouraged. They are in exile. They are separated from their home. They are in bondage. They are a slave people. And as they looked at all of that God had to offer and all of the sacrifices and all of the things that God wanted them to obey in, they had become discouraged in those things. And they decided they're not going to serve the Lord anymore. They're not going to follow God anymore. And so God has principles in Isaiah 56 that not only apply to Judah, but also we can make application for our life today. And so let's jump into the message. Number one, would you consider this? There's the principle of drawing near. There's the principle of drawing near. The Bible says in Psalm 73, verse 28, It says, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all my works. The Bible says it is good to draw near to God. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 22, it says to draw near to God with a true heart, to draw near to God with full assurance of faith. God wants us to come to Him believing. God wants us to come to Him with confidence.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, even if it's just a word of encouragement. You'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
Knowing that God can and God will, and God wants us to come to Him being genuine, authentic. He wants us to be real, and He wants us to approach Him with full assurance, knowing that God can make a difference in our life, that God will always keep His word. In James chapter 4 and verse 8, the Bible says to draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to us. The Bible teaches us that we are to trust God and to draw nigh to Him in difficult times with assurance that God will help us and God will direct us. Now, in this passage of Scripture, we notice right away that there is a response by faith. The Bible says in this prophetic truth that God is directing this discouraged people who had slacked in their obedience, who had slacked in their righteousness. What is God saying? He's saying in Isaiah 56 to act. He's saying, step out by faith where you are. Even though the circumstances are not good, even though it doesn't look like it's a good situation, he's saying, step out by faith and trust the Lord and obey Him today where you are. In the storms of life, God wants us to step out of the boat and trust Him by faith. I think a great example of that, of course, is the life of Peter. Peter, you know, he walked on water. And the Bible says that, you know, he followed the Lord and walking on water. Now, I've never walked on water before. I have walked on ice, and that's kind of water, but not really the same. But my advice would be, if you're going to walk on water, I probably wouldn't do it during a storm. I would probably wait till it's calm. I probably wouldn't do it when the waves are contrary and the wind is contrary. And I would probably wait until, you know, the sun is shining and things are calm. And yet the Bible says that there was a great storm and Peter stepped out of the boat and he walked to the Lord Jesus. He walked on water. You say, yeah, but Peter sang. Did you ever walk on water? I mean, at least he stepped out of the boat and at least he obeyed the Lord. And the Bible says in Matthew 14, verse 29, that Jesus said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked walked on the water to go to Jesus. Listen, Judah was in a bad place. There's no doubt about it. They were in exile. They were separated from their homeland. They were separated from all their rituals and all that they had and all that they embraced. And yet the Bible says, God said, obey me where you are. Trust me where you are. Look to me where you are. He says in verse number one, keep ye judgment and do justice. He says, act, live for me, do what is right, even in hard times, even in difficult times. You know, when bad circumstances come, it has a way of excelling us in the direction we're already heading. If someone is heading away from the Lord, then when a difficult time comes, it excels them in that direction. If someone is heading to the Lord, then it excels them in that direction. They embrace the Lord. They look to the Lord. And here in this passage of scripture, God is saying, listen, don't wait until your circumstances are better to start serving me and start following me. He says, start following me today. Start looking to me today. It's like the Christian who says, Lord, I'll start giving when you bless my finances. Lord, I'll start serving you when my situation is better. Lord, I'll start serving you when I clean up my life a little bit. And the Bible says that God says, listen, obey me now. Trust me now. Keep my commandments now. We start giving knowing that God will bless. We start living knowing that God blesses obedience. We serve the Lord now, coming to him in honesty and in confession of sin, knowing that God blesses our obedience. This was the message that God had for Judah. He said, listen, act by faith. But not only act by faith, God blesses our obedience. Look what the Bible says in Isaiah 56, verse 2. It says, blessed is the man that doeth this. Isn't that interesting? Blessed is the man that doeth this. The son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Take the first step. Act by faith and God will honor that faith and God will draw nigh to you. God blesses the one that doeth it. God blesses the one that steps out by faith and obeys the Lord. The Bible says it this way in James chapter 4, verse 17. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. There's two types of responses to God's work in our life. There's the one that doeth it, and there's the one that doeth it not. And normally the one that doeth it not, they have their reasons. And we call these excuses. I think of what the Bible says in Proverbs 22, verse 13. It's like the lazy man that doesn't do anything and he finds excuses for being lazy. He says, wait a minute, there's a lion in the street. And if I go out and I work, then I'm going to be devoured. Now, I think that's a pretty good excuse. If there was a lion in my backyard, I probably wouldn't mow the lawn that day. And I'm not lying. I mean, at the end of the day, it sounds like a good excuse. But the Bible is talking about the heart. The reality is that he doesn't want to do these things. He's making these excuses to justify his own actions so that he seems like he's right. And he's justifying himself so that it seems like God's okay with his actions. But God doesn't change his mind based on your circumstances. Truth is truth. Sin is always sin. And God's principle is to obey today without delay, to follow today without delay, to take the first step to the Lord, and he will reward that with a step of his own. And we are to believe him by faith and trust that God can. And as we do this, God blesses obedience. As we step out of the boat by faith and trust him, God will meet you where you are. You say, well, Pastor Burns, I'll obey God when things get better. I'll obey God when my finances are better. I'll obey God when things look better for me. And God says, no, you step out of the boat today. Trust God and I'll meet you there. And I'll help you where you are. And I'll give you grace to take another step. Listen, Judah was discouraged. And I'm not making light of their circumstance. It wasn't a good place to be in. To be in exile, to be separated from their family and their home, their circumstances weren't their best. And their attitude was, why should I follow God? Why should I follow his laws? Why should I obey him? And God's message is to do right no matter where you are. And I'll bless you. And I'll be there to help you. I see, first of all, there's this principle, important principle of trusting the Lord in the circumstances of your life. But secondly, would you write this down? There's also the principle of following truth. There's the principle of following truth. I find how interesting it is for our world to quickly put people into categories. And we do this without even thinking about it. You know, in our world today, there's the rich and the poor. People are broken into categories based on social status, based on their influence. I'm glad that God doesn't do that. I'm glad that the Bible says that God is no respecter of persons. The Bible says that one day the small and the great will stand before God. Those with great influence and those with no influence at all will all stand before Almighty God. I'm glad today that the ground is level at the cross. And those who come to Jesus receive the same Holy Spirit. Those who come to Jesus receive the same salvation. We are all a part of the family of God. And this isn't based on how much money we have, or it's not based on our influence or our background or our nationality, that we can come to the Lord Jesus and we can become children of the Most High God. And that's a wonderful blessing, to know that we are accepted where we are. And yet there are times in our life where we place ourselves in various categories. There are times in our life where how we feel determines in our mind what is true. And the Bible speaks against this. We have to be careful of this. And this was happening in Judah. Look what the Bible says in verse number three of our text. It says, neither let the son of the stranger that had joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than the sons and of the daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also, the sons of the stranger that have joined themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant. You know, oftentimes we believe based on how we feel, and our feelings become a compass in directing us and making decisions. Because I did these things in my life, I just feel that I can't be used of God. Because I had this background, that God can't bless me. Because I'm going through a trial today, I just feel like God has forsaken me. I just feel like God has forgotten me. That's what the psalmist said. He felt so far from God because of the troubles in his life. Because I'm older, I just feel like God's done with me. Because I'm younger, I just feel like God can't use me until I'm older. Because I've made many mistakes in my life, I just feel like God can't bless me. In our text, we find examples of this very thing. The strangers or foreigners were saying that God was separated from them. They felt that because they were not a part of Israel, that they were Gentiles who had come to the Lord. They had come to God. They had taken a part of that living water. And yet they just felt that because they were not a part of Israel, that they weren't near to the Lord, that God had separated himself from him. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Gentile people in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, speaks of that very condition before they came to Christ. He said that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. And yet these strangers or foreigners, they had come to God. They had approached God by faith. And yet they just felt separated from God. It felt like God wasn't near them. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt that God maybe has forsaken you? Maybe you felt alone. Maybe you felt that God doesn't care about you. Why would you go through these troubles if God loved you?
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give at kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.